Thank you for listening to the Pentecostals of West Houston podcast, where we are spirit-filled and spirit-led. Join us live at powh.org.
So I'm going to preach today about deliverance. I'm going to preach about deliverance today. I'm going to preach about victory. Is there anybody in this sanctuary that wants something from God today? Is there anybody that wants something from God today? Because if you want it, you can have it. You can have it. If you want the Holy Ghost, I promise you, you will get it. You will get it. When am I going to get the Holy Ghost? When you want to get the Holy Ghost. And you said, well, you can't make me that promise. No, God has already made it. I'm just here as the mailman. He's already promised he'd give you the Holy Ghost. If you want the Holy Ghost, you can have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, you can be blessed today. If you want anything else, I promise you, God can do it for you today. He can do it for you today. Take your Bibles. Let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 10 and verse 46. Again, we welcome you to the house of the Lord on this Lord's Day, March the 8th, my daughter's birthday. She's 28 years old today. And happy birthday. Mark 10 and 46, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, Bar is son, Timaeus, blind. He was the son of a blind man. His father was blind. And he had got this by a genetic inheritance. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he would hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, Jesus is calling you. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. My subject today will be in the form of an interrogatory. It's going to be in the form of a question taken out of verse number 51. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Was the question that Jesus asked. In our modern day vernacular, what do you want from him today? What do you want from him today? Could you turn to somebody and ask them that question? It's that simple. What do you want from him today? And everybody said, in Jesus' name. Look over at somebody and say, you got too quiet. You're getting too quiet right now. You're getting too quiet. You need to make some noise. Come on, clap your hands, all you people. Come on, clap your hands, all you people. You may be seated. What do you really want from God today? This service. And I really do believe that God is going to do something in this building for somebody here still in the a.m. hours. So the real question that I pose to you are these. What will thou that I should do unto thee? What do you want from God? What do you need from God? And what is your desire for the Lord? I'm not talking about some tidbit, name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about some shallow, flippant, trivial, trite thing that doesn't amount to anything. I'm asking you today, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm asking you today, what do you really want from God? What do you really need from God? I'm talking about on this March 8th, Sunday morning, at 11:18 a.m., if you're watching the clock, what do you really want from God? I'm talking about identifying a need in your life, and then by faith, say, I receive it. I take hold of it. I grab it. I read in Matthew 7 and verse 7 where Jesus said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek it and you will find it. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Anything with an ETH on it is a continual thing. How many understands that? So this is a continual process. Get the next verse. For everyone that asketh, sometimes it takes more than one time. It's a continual process. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. It's going to happen to you more than one time. God just don't want to bless you on this Sunday morning and not bless you next Sunday when you come back. God doesn't want to heal your body one time and never heal you again. God doesn't want to fill you. Come on, somebody help me this morning. God doesn't want to fill you with the Holy Ghost one time and that's it. But it's a continual process in God. He just keeps on giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. Come on, you might have to ask him more than one time, but you're going to get it in Jesus' name. And if you ask him more than one time, he's going to give it to you more than one time. Has anybody ever been healed by the power of God? Would you raise your hand? Has anybody ever received a miracle from God? Would you raise your hand? Has anybody ever been baptized in Jesus' name? Would you raise your hand? That's a continual process that's taking place. That blood is still flowing in your life right now. It didn't just happen on that day and it's over with. But it's unidirectional. It reached in your past. It's in your present. It's in your future. Come on, if you ask God, he'll keep on giving it to you. If you ask him, he'll keep filling you with the Holy Ghost. If you ask him, he'll heal your body and he'll continue healing your body. If you ask him, Come on, everybody that asks will receive. And he that seeketh, you're going to find it. And not just find it, what, you're going to keep finding it. My mind is going back to that old song that says, I found it, Lord, in you. Every time I come to the house of God, it makes no difference what I'm looking for. Every time I come to the house of God, I can find what I'm looking for. That's the unique thing about this congregation today. That is the unique thing about this congregation today. The needs are so diverse. There's no way to begin to tell if we had everybody stand up and said, what is it that you need from God today? The needs would be so diverse. But this is the wonderful thing about the Holy Ghost. It has a way of homogenizing everybody together. And it makes no difference what your need is. One thorough move of the Holy Ghost, God can take care of everybody. God can take care of everybody. God can heal everybody. God can deliver everybody. God can give a miracle to everybody. Come on, what we need is a move of the Holy Ghost. That's what we need, is a move of the Holy Ghost. Oh, everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, him that knocketh it shall be open. So my question to you today is, what is it that you need from God? If you were to make out a list with pen and paper, and if I was to ask you today to identify, what do you need from God? Or if I needed one thing from God, what would you write down and say, this is what I need from God today? Too many of our prayers are generalized. Too many of our prayers are scattered. Too many of our prayers are shallow. But if you were to single it down to one thing, put it down on paper and write one thing, what would you write down on that paper today that says, this is what I need from God today? What would you write on that paper? Paul said in Philippians 3 and 13, this one thing, this one thing that I do, I forget those things that are behind me, and I reach forth unto those things that are before me. Not two things, not three things. I'm asking you today, what is it that you really need from God? Get your mind fixed on it. Get your mind stationed on it. And say, this is what I want from you today. What wilt thou that I would do unto you? What is it that you really want from God today? And when you center on that one thing, you've got to let your faith begin to rise. You've got to let your belief go up high and say, you know what, God? You are a God that exceeds that need. You're bigger than my problem. You're bigger than my situation. You're bigger than anything that's going on in my life. I need this from you today. Come on, somebody. Desperation is going to get your answer. Desperation is going to get your answer. Desperation to get your answer. Because if you'll visualize it by faith, and you will begin to see it in the spirit. How many understand what I'm talking about? If you can visualize by faith and you begin to see it in the spirit, if you can attach your name to it by faith, then you can walk out these doors today the recipient
of anything and everything that you have exercised your faith to believe God for. Anything you want from God, you can get it today if you'll exercise your faith. Now, I'm telling you what I feel in the spirit. I'm telling you what I know God has spoke to me. Somebody's going to walk out of this place today with a divine miracle from the Holy Ghost. I found this out a long time ago. I wish you would turn to somebody and say, I found it out a long time ago that we're serving a great big God. I found it out a long time ago that God's not dead, but He's alive. I found it out a long time ago that there's an empty tomb in Jerusalem. I found it out a long time ago that He was dead, but He who is dead is now alive, and He's alive forevermore. I found it out a long time ago. Psalm 103:3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. There's no disease that God cannot heal. There's no disease that God cannot heal. There's no disease that God cannot heal. There's no sickness that God cannot drive out. I rebuke the coronavirus in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke that coronavirus in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, we're not going to have to walk around this building with masks on our face. We've got the blood of Jesus applied to our life. And the Holy Ghost heals all diseases. Come on, turn around and slap somebody a high five and tell them, I found it out a long time ago. I found it out a long time ago that when folks get hungry, blessed are they that are hungry, for they shall be filled. I found it out a long time ago. If you're thirsty, He's water in a weary desert. He'll fill your soul. He'll fill your soul. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what I feel in the Holy Ghost right now. I've got a Holy Ghost boldness on me right now. There's a cancer that's about to die in this building right now. I come against cancer in the name of Jesus, and I bind you in Jesus' name. Leave their body now. The question I'm going to pose to you, how much prayer power are you willing to exercise? How much faith are you ready, raw faith, are you ready to release? How much worship are you willing to put up? How much praise are you willing to give Him? Because if I'm reading my Bible right, you got to keep on asking. You got to keep on believing. You got to keep on seeking. You got to keep on knocking. You knock on that bread, on that door, and say, bread, 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 bread. And the Bible said, because of your importunity. What does that mean, Pastor? It means you just won't quit. You will not stop. You're going to get Him up in the middle of the night. You'll knock on that door saying, I'm hungry. I need bread. I need bread. And Jesus said, because you kept on asking, I will get up. I will come to the door and I will open the door up. And if any man thirst, let him come. Somebody said, when am I going to get the Holy Ghost? As soon as you want it. When am I going to get healed? When do you want to get healed? You got to ask. You got to knock. You have to believe. I've been in church a long time. Been in church all my life. And in 54 years that I've been in this Pentecostal way, I've seen a lot of folks in a lot of churches. I've traveled as an evangelist for almost 12 years. I've seen a lot of people in churches laid back, casual, just watching everybody else pray. When it's time to pray, you need to pray. You don't just worship when it's time to worship. I've seen some people worship, but they sit down on the preacher. You give the altar call, you never see them praying in the altar. But this is more than a show. And if you're doing it for attention, sit down. But if you're doing it to Jesus, get your hands up. Come out with your hands up. Come out with your hands up. See, people sit back on God in church. Watch me. Here's the Pentecostal way for a lot of folks. They sit back and watch. And stare and view as if they're inspectors. Law enforcement. Ready to hand out tickets. Then all of a sudden something good breaks out. Something good happens. And you see folks 8 rows back from where it happened at. All of a sudden, their hands get up. Now it's time to join in the party. Because something good is going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's easy to get wet if you walk underneath a water sprinkler. It's easy to get wet if somebody else spills their cup on you. But it's another thing to walk in this place without a cloud in the sky and say, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I came to worship God. I come to get something from the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody, join in on the party and get what God is doing right now. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. Clap your hands now. Worship God now. Praise God now. Pray now. Get a hold of God now. Can I say that another way? I got a great suggestion. Don't wait till somebody else prays the power down. Somebody else exercises their faith with works so it's not dead. And then you get in on what they've already exercised. Why don't somebody say, I'm going to help pray this blessing down right now. I'm going to pray the glory down now. Everybody has got an amazing, if you've got the Holy Ghost, come on, is there any Holy Ghost filled people in here? If you got the Holy Ghost, you've got a measure of anointing on your life right now. And you, I've taught this church capability to release that anointing toward this pulpit so that the pulpit can reciprocate it back to your spirit as it comes straight from God. There's a straight continuity. I'm talking about you letting your anointing go, letting your faith go, letting your worship go, letting your prayer go. Let what on you come out of you and manifest itself so it can bless this entire congregation. That's why you go ahead and clap your hands. For no other reason. If it's for no other reason, you clap your hands because somebody else is clapping their hands. What are you talking about? Rejoice with them that rejoice. And again, I say, read. What does read do? You got to repent. You rejoice, but you rejoice. Again, I say unto you, rejoice. Rejoice with them that rejoice. We come in here and we do it more than one time. You're going to see anything happen in a service like this. You might see somebody running the aisles. You've already saw it today. You might see somebody dancing in the spirit. You've already saw it today. You might see somebody with hands up. You've seen it here today. And you're going to see it more than one time today. Why? That's just what happens in God's house. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. Keep on praising Him. Keep on worshiping. Come on. Your fast days are not in vain. Your prayers are not in vain. You're going to get delivered when you want to get delivered. You're going to get set free when you want to get set free. Ah, the Holy Ghost is ready to do a work right now in this place. Do you want it bad enough to say, I refuse to be defeated? Come on, has anybody came here with a no defeat attitude today? Let's go ahead and dedicate this as No Excuse Sunday. Come on, put the excuses out the door. There's no reason for you to leave the same way that you walked in here. There's no reason for you to leave with the same problem that you walked in here with. God's ready to set the alcoholic free. God's ready to set the drug addict free. God's ready to set anybody free. God's ready to set any addiction from your body. God's ready. Nobody's pointing a finger of accusation at you. Nobody's trying to condemn you. Somebody's trying to help you here today. You don't have to leave like you came. Oh, sweet victory in Jesus. My Savior forever. Please don't wait until you have an incurable disease and say, Pastor, we got to pray. We got to touch God. We need something from God. Don't wait till that happens. Go ahead and start praying now. Go ahead and start touching God now. Don't let it escalate and get bigger and bigger and bigger. Believe God now. Do you know what I'm saying? Let's pray today. Let's believe God today. Let's turn our loose faith loose today. Let faith be alive in here today. Let faith run rampant in here today. Let's don't wait. Come on, somebody. Today is my day for deliverance. Today is my day, my day, my day for victory. Jesus came down in Matthew 8. Verse 1, he came down from the mountain with a great multitude following him. And behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Lepers are segregated, separated, not allowed according to the law. Read the Levitical law. They're not allowed to come into the camp. He's outside of the city, but he's been close enough and he's followed him from a distance. And he's watched him open the blinded eyes. Jesus, I've watched you. I've observed you from afar off. And I know you don't have to do it for me. And I know that leprosy is an incurable disease. But I just wanted to tell you that if you would do it, I've got the faith to believe it. It can happen for me right now. You don't have to. But I just want you to know that if you get ready, I'm standing here with my faith to believe it's going to happen today. How many knows that Jesus doesn't owe you anything? How many really knows he doesn't owe you anything? Come on, hold your hand up. He doesn't owe you anything. But you've watched him do it. You've seen him do it. Brandon, what held you up this past week when what could have been a fatality? Right outside of the college on I-45, from my understanding, this could be one of our next senators. You could be in church today with the next governor of Texas. Got a picture with him, with a lieutenant governor. And one of our state senators. What held that car that rear-ended you from the back and could have took your life? He didn't owe you anything, but you owe him everything. I've watched you and I've observed you and I've seen you do it and I've watched you from afar off, but I know you don't owe me anything. But if you could just step into that automobile with me right now, I believe you can keep me safe. And there was an answer that came back from glory that said, I will. Does somebody believe that Jesus can do it for you today? Does somebody believe that he can do it for you today? Jesus, I just want you to know that I have the same faith that some of these other folks that are close to you. And I haven't been privileged or allowed the privilege to get close enough to you. I've had to watch from afar off, but I've watched you do it from afar off. And I know you don't owe me this right now. Can somebody feel what I'm talking about? You don't owe this to me, but I believe that if you want to do it, I'm standing here right now believing that you can do it for me Somebody said, well, I don't want to come down to the altar and pray for 2 hours for the Holy Ghost. Guess what? I don't want you to either. Well, I don't want to have, I don't want to. You think anybody else wants to stand down here for 2 hours with you? You say, that's being mean. No, it's just being honest. But let me tell you what I've seen happen in this church. Brother Bean, come here. Come on up here. Run out there. Run up where Brother Yon is and come through that side door and come up those baptistry steps real quick. It's real quick. Is it opened up? They're opening it up. I'm fixing to jump the rail and unlock the door. There we go. Come on up. Come on up here. That's for safety precautions. Keep our children from getting in there, okay? Stop. Have you got into that water yet? Where are you at? Where did you get the Holy Ghost at? Right there on the steps. He didn't even get into the water. He hadn't got baptized yet. Where did God fill you? Wow! Where did God fill you with the Holy Ghost? It happened right there. You don't have to pray for 2 hours for the Holy Ghost. It can happen. I've seen people get the Holy Ghost before they get down to the altar. Walking down the aisle. And God filled him with the Holy Ghost. Where's it going to happen for me? Where do you want it to happen? I've seen people get the Holy Ghost while I was preaching. In a little town in East Texas, I watched a man that was facing a sentence of close to 50 years. They caught him with a substance, illegal substance of over 300 pounds in his car. He was on his way to prison. He started out of his pew, walking down the aisle, and I kid you not, when he got about 4 or 5 steps from the front, the Holy Ghost hit him so hard it knocked him to the floor. And when he raised up his hands, I looked at him and he was standing right there in front of the pulpit. When he raised up his hands, he was speaking in tongues as the power of God gave him the deliverance. And the other. I won't give you his full name, I'll give you his last name. His last name was Cassidy. Guess what? I went with him with the pastor. We went to the trial. The jury walked out after about a very short closing remark from his lawyer. The jury walked out. Let me show you how the Lord worked. I'll never forget what that lawyer said. He went down the line to those jurors. And he said, he told them how long he had been practicing law. And he started talking about human psychology and the looks of people's demeanor. And he said, I don't like the look I'm seeing on some of your faces right now. But he said, just give me a few minutes with you. I want to talk to you. Because I want to change that look on your face. And within 4 to 5 minutes, he rested his case. The jury walked out, walked back in, not guilty. somebody in this room today. I was not even planning on saying what I just said, but the Lord is telling me to say what I'm saying. Somebody in this room right now, the Lord is fixing to write not guilty on your life. If you'll go ahead and praise him now, if you'll go ahead and worship him now, go ahead and praise him now. In a place where they should write guilty, the Holy Ghost is going to say, I don't like that look on your eye, in your eyes. And I'm fixing to change your mind. And I'm going to write my blood upon your life. Charges are dropped. Not guilty. And where sin did abound, grace did. What is grace? Unmerited favor. It's not what you deserve. It's what you get. And where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. How long are you going to suffer with that? How long are you going to carry that? How long are you going to hold on to that? Aren't you tired of carrying that backpack on you? You got to get so involved in the Spirit you can smell it. Feel it. Jesus is about to set me free. Don't carry it no more. Some of you have been coming to this church for weeks, weeks and weeks and weeks. And you have not made a move to God yet. My question to you today, how long? And how long will you halt between two opinions? And when will you say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I will go home today filled with the power of God. I will go home today with the Holy Ghost. I will go home today with my sins remitted in water baptism. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something about water baptism. Okay? I'll never forget the late. Does anybody remember in the 1960s, 70s, a man by the name out of Corpus Christi, a man by the name of Lester Roloff? I'll never forget what Lester Roloff said about baptism. If baptism isn't right, then the worst thing that happened to you is you got wet. But if baptism is right, you didn't just get wet, but you got your sins remitted.
Most of you took a shower or a bath before you came to church, and your neighbor said, praise the Lord. What is baptism today going to really hurt you if it's wrong? But if it's right, you're going to leave here today a brand new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And say, I'm covered. Come on, say, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Let's lift our hands and thank Him for what that did. Oh, Shekara Morita Bakushamahaya. So what? Oh, I feel somebody right now. Sister Moore, I feel you. I feel your spirit right now. I feel it. 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 Somebody right now saying, come on, preacher, close that service out. Close it out. Close it out. Close it out. I'm ready. I'm ready to believe God. Come on, if you're sick in your body and you want to heal today, stand to your feet and stand quick. Stand quick. Oh. Come on, just be honest. If you've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, stand up quick. Come on, stand up quick. Stand up. You've never been baptized in Jesus' name. Come on, get up quick. Come on, get up. And it can be any arena of deliverance. But if there's some sort of deliverance you need, jump to your feet right now. Oh, does anybody feel that current of God in this place? When's it going to happen, Pastor? When do you want it to happen? Come on, can somebody join in? Can somebody join in with these ladies right now? Come on, somebody, there you go. That's when it's going to happen, when you make your move toward God. He's here right now. You're ready now. If you need to be baptized today, find one of these ministers in the altar. They'll direct you to that place. Come on, come quickly. If you say today, I need a touch from the Master's hand, come on. What is it that you want God to do for you today? Write it down. In your mind's eye, identify it. And release your faith to say, God, do it for me now. I need this ministry staff. I need those that have been endorsed by the pastor personally. I need you to move among this crowd right now and lay your hands on those that are in this altar that need God. Come on. Let your faith go. Let your worship go. Follow the pattern of that man that lived among the tombs in the book of Mark chapter 5. When he saw Jesus from afar off, he came. He fell at his feet and began to worship him. If somebody would fall at the feet of Calvary today and say, Lord, here I am, Jesus. I need you right now. I need you. 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 Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To find out more about our church, visit powh.org.